Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for July the 6th, 2024. We're going to be looking at something I hope that is of sincere help to you. I really do. It is something that most people assume they know, and I feel in this earthly life, most of us don't know, but we like to think we know. This is from Tim in Lawrence, Kansas, and he writes me and says, "What is the heart, the real heart of the self, as you speak of?" So I would like to get into this. I really would. Tim, myself, the Gregory Penn self, has a human heart, and it is flawed to say the least. It is filled with intrepidations and assumptions and presumptions. It's filled with a lot of, what shall I say? Illusion. That would probably be the best word, illusion. It eluded me for a moment there, but it's all about Greg Penn illusion. And he inherited all of this from his mother and father, and it is natural in all of us to have something like this occurring. So when you start really realizing the human heart and how deeply flawed it is, that is when something miraculous can start to happen. The insight of a great love can occur. So the human heart is nothing but a mischief maker. It's insecure. It's based in the insecurity of its genetic presumptions. And we all have this. I have this. Everyone, whoever has a human body, has something like this. So this is nothing new. This is just what we do. Now, most people that I know get in more trouble in their life based on their human assumptions. These assumptions are things that we kind of come to with the idea of pleasing our body, pleasing our senses, going into our senses and thinking that they are the only thing we really have. And when you start to look at your life, you'll see that most of the mischief you have had in your life is in the whole idea of trying to make yourself happy. And the human heart is, well, to say the least, never happy. Never, never happy. So with all that being said, and us doing what we do, which we do with our human heart, thinking we should be happy, we find out that we gain happiness, but it never really happens. I was sitting with a man, this was many years ago. He had, Tim, he had lived his life for the sake of gaining all the happiness he could find. He worked hard. He made millions of dollars. He traveled all over the world with his wife, yada, da, yada, da. You know, he did the usual bucket list, all that stuff. And we were sitting at lunch, chit-chatting about his many travels, which was very boring, but I sat there and I listened and I was looking for something and I found it. And when you are in a situation where you're with someone and it's pretty boring, just look for the thing that is most important. What is the source of this conversation, this diatribe, this thing that people like to do? What are they revealing to me? And then realize that it could be me, you know, sitting there doing the very same thing. So once you kind of understand that, you get humble. And in that humility, you learn about a new perception. You have new ears, new eyes. You're able to see things in a different way. Well, anyway, while he was talking, he started crying. I mean, tears out the side of his eyes were flowing. And he said, "I did all of this. I've been all over the world. I've eaten everything a human being can eat, you know. I have all the possessions, the home, the La Jolla home, the you know, the home in LA, that he had it all. And he said, and I'm miserable. And I said, why do you think you're miserable? And he said to me, because I didn't follow my heart. I just did things to make me feel better about myself. And he said, I never found happiness. I understand this. People don't find happiness. They really don't. Not in objects, people, and things. This is the human heart. And it is very hard for most of us to admit that our human heart has betrayed us, but it will. So when you're talking about the heart of the self, the human self, you're going to find it very difficult to understand the meaning and the significance of what it is to find love in your life. This whole life, Tim, is about regaining the significance within ourselves to realize love, to be present in the state of love. And if you are able to do this in any way, shape, and form, if you are able to go beyond the human heart, beyond its desires, its ambition, its pride, its vanity, if you are able to do this, which you are, if you practice, you will find on the other shore heart. This heart is a heart that you do not own. You cannot control. It is not a part of your genetic or biological nature. It is that which lives beyond the beyond. And once you understand this beautiful state of being, your life will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will drop the fol-de-rol of trying to make yourself happy all the time. And that is a very important step that very few people ever seem to really make. They don't have that kind of stamina, that kind of interest, that kind of mental acuity that goes beyond the confines of right and wrong, good and bad. If you start getting into this ever so slightly, you will start to change. You will see things in the light of the way things authentically are and not the way you and I perceive them to be from the human heart. Our whole life is just an illusion until we find the heart. All we are doing is going from one delusion and illusion to another, to another, to another. I remember being in a youth group, Tim, years ago, back at Unity. And it was really interesting. They would have us sing these songs. One of them was, Happy Am I, I'm Rich, I'm Happy. Happy Am I, I'm Rich Today. Not a good mantra for young people, but that's what they did. Because it is assumed if you're rich, you'll be happy. And it's just not true. No, not at all. Especially if you start to realize what we do with our money and how we use money to make more money in ways that hurt the earth and hurt our neighbors, hurt ourselves even, undermined our entire living. So the way to find the great heart is to learn to sit with it, to open up in meditation the heart chakra, to breathe into your heart chakra. Just breathe into it, breathe out of it. Very simple thing, you know, it really is. But you're going to need help with it. You just can't do it on your own. Everybody thinks, I don't need a teacher. I don't need any counselor. I don't need it. But you do. You really do. And until you're humble enough to understand all of that, you'll dilly-dally around in your human heart. The authentic heart is just, it's not even a breath away. It is your breath. And if you understand that the authentic heart is your breath, you will never feel alone, afraid, or anything again. Not ever. It will always be there to serve you and to help you in everything you think, say, and do. I hope that helped you. I really do. Of course, there's a lot more to it than what I blithered out here, but there's If you want more, contact me and I can do what I can to help you. I thank you all for listening. Thank you, Tim, for your beautiful question. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.